Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Procrastination Podcast. This is your podcast for Friday, June 10th, 2016. And I am, of course, your friendly host-ish, kind of, whatever, the Media Nerd. And I know it's been a while. It's been more than a while. I mean, I've unsubscribed from my own podcast, so I couldn't even stop jerking my own self off from listening to, what was it, two or three episodes? So yeah. I'm back, baby. And I'm going to be doing podcasts. And there's going to be a new podcast every Friday. So in order to cap off the week, I'm going to do a podcast where I'm just going to let you know what's going on in my life and do some news stories, I guess, and stuff like that, because I've got a podcasting app on my iPhone here that I'm recording with. So now I'll be able to do a podcast. This podcast app, if anyone wants to know about it, I recommend it. It's $10, and it's called Boss Jack, or something like that. Boss Jock, I mean. Like radio jockey? Horse jockey? Boss Jock? Something like that. It's a really great app. The reason why is because it lets you do background music and all sorts of stuff. But the only downside is that it's not editing. It's like, basically what you have to do is everything you do live. There's no editing beforehand or anything like that. So if you want to do an intro, you can do an intro. You can do a pre-recorded intro with all sorts of sound effects and make it all sound professional. But the moment you press record, you have to press it, and basically it's like a switchboard. It's like a switchboard, but for your iPhone. So it records and does everything all at the same time with your iPhone, but you have to do it live. Which I like, because I'm all about that efficiency lifestyle. And as much as I like video editing, if I don't have to, I don't have to. And podcasts are something I truly believe should not be edited. Because I get it. If you're doing something like a story-based podcast or a podcast that's not about just people talking, it's more like a radio drama, then I get it. That has to be edited, that has to be kinked out, that has to have all the sound effects and all the stuff, you know, people saying and ahs and stepping over their lines, need to be cut out. But with my style of podcast, I like to do it like a talk show. Where you just talk. Talk show. Not a pre-recorded talk show like Late Night or something like that, no. I like to just talk. You know, eventually I would love to get this procrastination podcast up where I can get guests in and interview people and stuff like that, because you basically just come on here and we talk for about an hour or 2 hours. You know, we just talk, we just sit down and hash it out and stuff like that. And if we can stay on topic, stuff that pertains to video games and in the entertainment industry, then great. But if we can't, then we can't. Here's the thing about procrastination podcast, ladies and gentlemen, I'm the host. I created this show. You do not get to tell me what is and is not procrastination podcast worthy material. I do. So let me lay it out for you. Procrastination podcast is mainly focused on video games and the entertainment industry. But we will time from time branch out into other areas like politics, religion, stuff like that. Basically, procrastination podcast, like everything I do, pertains to what I like. If what I like is the same thing as you like, then great, we're gonna get along just fine. And plus, what are you doing? You're my clone. Get back in my fucking cloning facility. The fuck you doing, clone? You doing? Because nobody else likes the things I like. Just me and my clones. And my clones are being ridiculous again. They're getting out of the fucking cells. Mean facility. I mean, I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. Anyway. But the reason why there's not a lot of podcasts is because I haven't figured out how to do it, being that I'm away from computers that can do it, because guess where the Media Nerd is? I am here at Job Corps. So, being here in Job Corps, I get to have fun, but I also get to be on a mountain where there's very little internet access and stuff like that, so I didn't get to make videos. Like, my YouTube video's pretty much done a standstill, my Twitch has become a standstill, stuff like that has become standstills, because I have to wait until I graduate before I can actually go back and do them again, you know, really put some time in them again. But that's fine. So, since I can't do video editing, since I can't do game capturing, since I can't do all that stuff, what I've decided to do after a long time is to basically be like, hey, I used to do this podcast. That was kind of like an offshoot. Why don't I pick that up again and make that just like my main way of doing stuff? Because since I can't do videos,
I at least do audio-based stuff. Just, you know, my phone has a microphone I can use. You know, it's a smartphone, so you put an app on it. And that's what I did. So, yeah, here we are. Back again, ladies and gentlemen. And that was a whole roundabout process of me trying to say I'm sorry for abandoning you for a long-ass time. Anyway, I'm back. I'm going to be back every week, and so I suggest getting used to my voice. And occasionally I will get guests on, and my guests are usually going to just be my friends I can wrangle up to do a podcast that Friday, or whatever, because I will admit I will be pre-recording some of these episodes if I have to. If I can only wrangle up some friends to do a podcast at a specific time, because maybe on Friday they're going on pass back home or whatever, then I'll have to pre-record it early. So even though we're going to say it's Friday, because we're all just going to live in this dreamland, it might not actually be Friday, but I can assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that today is actually Friday. It is Friday, 2016, you know, Friday, June 10th, 2016, and it's 6:51. I am looking at my phone screen right now, 6:51 p.m. So, yeah, and if you can hear any background noise, that's because I'm recording this in the laundry room, because I live in a group dorm. That's what you have to do when you grow up at Job Corps. So in order to actually get somewhere by myself where I can talk to my phone without seeming like a crazy person, is to be completely by myself in a room that barely anyone uses, which happens to be the laundry room, because people put their clothes in here, press start, and then walk away to go play video games and stuff, so... It's a perfect room to do this stuff in. And it's also because it's raining outside, so I'm not going to be able to record it outside. But normally, when it's warmer weather, like it's going to be soon, I will record outside. And you, like, also, by the way, and another thing I'm excited to announce is that I'm also signed up for this thing called Camp Crew, meaning at some point, pretty damn soon, I get to be sent off to go work for 2 to 3 weeks. Helping out the fire camps for the foresters, people who fight forest fires. I'm gonna be in their camps doing all sorts of jobs, working a minimum of 12-hour day all the way up to a 14-15-hour day, but the entire time I'm being paid. And when I'm done, I could be easily walking out of there for 2 to 3 weeks of work. And I've already been at Job Corps for 6 months now, so for less than I've been at Job Corps, for 2 to 3 weeks of work, I'm going to be walking out of there with $2,000-$3,000. Not bad money for a place where you get an allowance of $23 every other week. So, yeah. Not bad. Not bad at all. I'm going to be really excited about it. Especially when I come out of Job Corps, I'm going to have that $2,000-$3,000 cushion to lean back on for a while before I can get into the electrical union. Because, by the way, it's another thing. Good old media nerd here is becoming an electrician. So, yeah. That's exciting, is I want to be an electrician. You know, being the electrical union. One of the best unions to get in if you can, because the benefits are great. And depending on where you work, you could be making a killing. Like what I found is one of my best friends comes from Alaska, Nome, Alaska, to be exact, and he showed me that electricians fucking kill in Alaska. If I wrangle it right, one of the possibilities is that I could be making $60. I could be making about $60.66 or something like that per hour. As an electrician up in Alaska. If I do it right. So that's gonna be something for. So if I just stay in, like, and not only that, on top of that, Alaska, because of the thing the government does, is Alaska pays you every other month or something like that to live in Alaska. So while I'm up there, I'm gonna be collecting money from the government, and I'll also be collecting money from my job. So by the time I move back from Alaska, I can go on an early retirement if I do it right. If I do my financials right, if I do my money the right way, I can easily go on an early retirement, which will be nice. I would love to be like 30, 40 years old and just telling the and being like, look guys, I'm already done. I'm done. I've done the calculations. Even if I spend my money like a crazed madman on crack, By the time I should be dead, I'm still going to have more money to burn than I have anything to do with. So, see ya. And I will. It'll be nice. If I do it right, like I said. If I do it wrong, I won't be in that position, and I'll stay in the union. Whatever. I win either way, which I don't really care, which I really don't mind about. So, yeah. I don't know. But another topic I want to bring up, speaking of it, is that earlier I said that this podcast would branch out to do politics. Well, speaking of politics, last time anyone heard my voice, or last time I did any videos or the such, I was a liberal Democrat. I was a liberal Democrat. I was about to say Republican because that is what I am now. My brain kind of got the two switched up. I used to be a liberal Democrat. Now I'm a Republican. I'm a Republican. I've switched, so there's no longer a D next to my voter's card's name. It's an R. And if you really want to know me, so you can get to understand what kind of person you're listening to, it's because I prefer being honest. Therefore, if I'm honest, it can't be used against me, because then people can't go in the comment section or whatever and be like, hey, look. You know, or send me emails going, I found out a dirty secret about you. I found out who you're voting for. You dirty, rotten bastard. I was hoping you were a liberal Democrat. Well, I'm no longer a liberal Democrat, so if that disappoints you, well, I'm sorry, I guess, that I'm exercising my American right to vote for whoever the fuck I please. And I'm sorry that my American rights offend you, I guess. But, I don't have to just be a sheep and just go with the politician that every other person wants me to go for. Because I have the American right to choose. To be like, hey, look, I can choose to vote. I can choose to not vote. I can choose to vote for someone of the Republican or Democratic Party. Or I could choose to vote independent. I can choose to vote for Gary Johnson, who's you know, hailing from the Libertarian Party, if I freaking wanted to. And it wouldn't be a bad decision. Because he's already in, like, 10% in the polls, which is staggering, because a third party's never gotten that high in the polls. But that's the truth, is I can vote for whoever I want to vote for. And you can just fuck off if you don't like it. But the person I'm actually voting for, if you really want to know, is Donald Trump. Yes, yes, I'm a Trump supporter, so throw that in my face. Try to say something I've never heard before, because trust me, I've heard it all. I'm up here at Job Corps, a government-run facility where the oldest you can be, the oldest you can be in order to be admitted is 24 or 25, I believe. That is literally as old as you can be. So all the students are younger than 24 or 25, I would say good rough more than 90% of the men in the all men's A dorm that I reside are Bernie voters. So I've heard it all from these Bernie voters. Oh, Donald Trump this, and oh, Donald Trump that, Donald Trump's a racist, Donald Trump's this. So if you're going to try to say something, I guarantee I've heard it before. And if I haven't heard it before, it's not really going to hurt me, because if I was going to be offended that people were going to judge me or whatever based on who I'm voting for, I would have broken down at this point already because of the stuff I get, the stuff that gets thrown in my face here in Adorm. So, go ahead and try. I really don't care. I'd love to have reading material that I can laugh at while taking a shit. reading your emails and shit. Like, oh, Donald Trump's this. Sweet, I can take a shit while laughing at you. I don't care. So, yeah, that's the thing. I'm voting for Donald Trump. And I'm not the only one in my family voting for Donald Trump. And it's not because anyone else that is in my family is voting for Donald Trump. That's why I picked him. I picked him mostly because
he's the one that makes the most sense, as wrong as that sounds, because I understand it. I'm a rational thinking human being. He sounds like a complete man-child when you listen to his speeches. But even this raving man-child, out of the choices we're given in this political run for 2016, he's the one that makes the most sense. He wins me by default because he makes the most sense out of everyone running. Bernie Sanders is a freaking socialist. And when you get down to brass tacks and you accept what socialism is, at the end of the day, it's a harmful position to have. It's one of the most evil positions to have when you actually understand what it's going to mean to someone when you get down to it. You know, when you actually listen to what socialism is. Socialism is the taking of someone's resources and property by force, by the force of government, which mostly means by people with guns, which is ironic because Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are both huge anti-gun proponents. They're like, you know, the second, you know, they're like, you know, no gun zones this and take away people's guns that. But, you know, let's keep the guns for our people, because when we force the IRS to take your money and you don't give us your money, well, we're going to send people with guns to take your money by force. And then not only are we taking money by force, we're going to absolutely destroy your life, because we're going to throw you in federal prison, and therefore you're going to have that on your record that you've been to a federal prison, and good luck trying to get a job anytime after that. Your life's ruined, you might as well commit suicide, because that is socialism for you. Socialism is great if you're not working. That's what it is. If you have any intentions of being a productive member of society, socialism is terrible and you should run for the freaking hills when you hear its name. But if you don't work and are not collecting a paycheck outside of the government, then socialism is great, because it will do nothing but reward you. Because you will be given free money paid for by the robbery of private citizens who are trying their best to better themselves. Something that clearly the people who socialism is designed to help are not doing. But that's just my two cents on socialism. Socialism is ultimately destructive, even though it sounds nice, and that's the dangerous power of socialism. It's the same reason, you know, so to me, Bernie Sanders resembles a lot of the Emperor Palpatine from Star Wars. This man who sounds nice. I mean, he sounds just like a wise old grandfather, you know? You just can't help but listen to the guy. He's like, look at this man. He's soft-spoken and everything, and he's wise, you know? And everything he says sounds like it's going to help. It sounds good. You know, when he says it, you know, like, he's going to protect you, and he's, you know, and don't you see that there's security videos of the Jedi killing children, so we got to protect you from the Jedi, you know, all this stuff that Emperor Palpatine does, and then he ultimately gets emergency powers and becomes the Emperor that we know and love to hate in the original trilogy. And only because, guess what? That, you know, just like it was said correctly, this is how democracy dies, with thunderous applause. Because that's how it will be. If Bernie Sanders gets in, democracy will die, you know, the West will be killed with thunderous applause. People will be clapping, crying, you know, exclaiming how happy and joyous this day is, that Bernie Sanders is now the president and being sworn in. And then we're going to enter a post-apocalypse because, you know, it's going to be 1984, but in 2017. So all you have to do is rename 1984 to 2017, and it fits. We'd have Big Brother and everything like that, because what's funny is that a lot of people think that it's the Republicans who would install Big Brother. And I'm like, no. When you actually get down to it, what Big Brother is, Big Brother is a symbol of big government.
you know, of the watchful eye of big government. And what is, at the end of the day, when it comes to the size of the government, liberals want a bigger government, Republicans want a smaller government. At the end of the day, that is the God's honest truth. So Republicans would never be for Big Brother, but Democrats would love it. They would love it. But, like I said, that's just my two cents, and I don't rant on about politics unless you really want to hear me rant on about politics. So, let's find another topic to talk about, because yes, I don't have any show notes. This is a more of an impromptu show. The next week's show is going to be more planned out, more thought out, because this show is mainly here just to plant the flag that I'm back. So, I was kind of rushing the show. I didn't have a lot of time to do show notes and stuff like that that I would for a more professional podcast. Also, sound effects and an actual intro and outro music, background music, stuff like that. I didn't have time to set up. But as these episodes go on every week, you're going to notice that this show, I'm hoping, is going to get more and more professional. But one rule I will say about this show is that it's uncensored. That's why it's in the adult. That's why this podcast is in the adult category, because I don't believe in censorship of any type. I believe in a extreme version of the First Amendment, meaning the First Amendment exists. Period. Shut up. There's no beeps. You'll never hear a beep sound or a curse word or anything like that. You can come on this show and say the N-word with a hard R, and I would not censor you. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, and this machine can shut up, ultimately, at the end of the day, I didn't say it. You said it. So, you're the one who can get angry emails, you know, about racism and stuff like that, you know? But you allowed that man to say it on your show. I didn't allow him. I'm not a mind reader. I didn't know what he said. And as I have told you plenty of times, this is not pre-recorded. We do the show live, and then I post it up. Like I said, I don't believe in censorship to the point where, when it comes to my podcast, I don't believe in editing. How the show is, after, once I hit stop record, is how it will be when it uploads. With all the errors and all the fumbles and everything intact. Mostly because I'm a guy who enjoys a good blooper. I'm a guy, so, you know, I love listening to podcasts and listening to videos that are unedited as much as possible, because then you can get, you know, a sense for who the person really is, because then they don't seem like a robot who's perfect, you know, who never stumbles over their lines, who never says or anything like that, who never sits there trying to think of a topic like I am right now, stalling for time. You know, they seem way too perfect, squeaky clean. You know, that a human being never could be, so. Anyway. When it comes, like, I guess I could talk about video games. Let's talk about video games. So, one of the things I did was a while back, I did a Halo special. Did a Halo retrospective episode of the Procrastination Podcast. And so, based on that, if anyone even remembers, if you don't, that's fine. It happened a while ago, and most likely by the time you hear this, you're either a old subscriber who subscribed a while ago, forgot, and now you got this new episode in your podcast list, or you're a new fan, which, welcome, you know, or third option is you're a new fan from the future, which is kind of creepy, going back and listening to this episode because for some weird reason you want to listen to the archive archive and say, hey, look, I want to see where the Procrastination Podcast has been, so I'm going to listen to the older podcast, which is fine, you know, free internet and all, you can do whatever you want. I don't mean free by price, I mean free, like, democracy-wise, internet, you can do whatever you want. So, if you want to listen to this podcast, because even though it's old, by the time you listen to it, then go ahead. I don't obviously care. I can't stop you. This is an old recorded episode. But
Anyway, getting to the whole Halo thing. So, Halo 4 and 5 are a thing. They are out and about, sprouting their wings. So, 343 has its giant clutches on the Halo franchise. And I just want to... on that. Anyway, getting back on topic, I had to pause, so if you notice why it just skipped to... Anyway, that wasn't an editing failure or anything like that. Like I said, this thing, the only way I can edit it is with those pauses. Everything else is just done as I go along. So I had to go to the little boy's room to take care of some business. So I'm back. And we were talking about Halo. So let's talk about Halo. Let's just say that I used to not like the direction 343 was taking Halo. I'll be honest. I used to not like the 343. I was like, this isn't Halo. You know, you're taking away split screen, you're taking away all the stuff that Halo normally is. And also you're adding all the stuff that at the time I felt was tacked on because it was just like, eh. But then I look at myself and I look at my play history of the Halo the Master Chief Collection. And more I find that I prefer playing Halo 4's multiplayer and Halo 4's campaign. Even though the campaign kind of sucks and I hated the twist ending with Cortana. So... yeah, being that, but I liked the gameplay. I found that I really liked the gameplay because I found like it was a modern interpretation of Halo. A modern interpretation of Halo that Bungie would never do because they were so fond of keeping Halo as much as possible as it always has been. So even Halo Reach, which added a bunch of stuff, was still at the end of the day Halo because you can, because the Spartan abilities, all they did was replace the equipment from Halo 3. So Halo Reach was just a more fleshed out Halo 3. So instead of throwing down a bubble shield, you have an ability where your character will throw down a bubble shield, but the cool thing about the bubble shield is that it heals you. And stuff like that. Or you can do an armor lock, or you can do a sprint, or you can do stuff like that, based on what you want your Spartan to be. So I, at first, didn't like what 343 was doing, because I'm like, hey, this doesn't feel like Halo. But then now as I play it more and more, I'm like, this is Halo. Just a more refined version of it. The only thing that really sucks, and the thing that made me hate 343 is that I've always liked the stories in Halo. But 343, they're great at designing gameplay. They're great at designing gameplay and Forge and multiplayer and stuff like that. Halo 5's multiplayer is absolutely amazing, I will admit. But the campaign... at barely 4 hours long, leaves something to be desired. Right? I mean, the idea and the marketing, if it was true, but it wasn't, because one of the things that I found out over the time, if anyone doesn't know, was that Halo 5's story was rewritten while in development. So, the marketing, what I'm guessing is the marketing where it shows Master Chief and Cole fighting this, you know, ideological war with each other was maybe a story idea that they had in the past before the rewrites. But in the modern game, the marketing is a complete lie. There's only one scene where they really get into it, and it's basically just one punch, if that. It's really disappointing when you're told this marketing that the entire game is going to revolve around the central idea of Master Chief being a deserter and Cole being sent to hunt him. But that is not the case. That is definitely not the case in the game, so... yeah, and also, like I said, the game is barely 4 hours long, so that's also disappointing, because Halo campaigns have always set the standard for FPS campaigns. A lot of people nowadays think Call of Duty sets a standard. But no, for the longest time, that was Halo. Halo campaigns... Halo 1 through Reach, I would say,
all have amazing campaigns. Even ODST, as short as it is, still has a really fantastic campaign. If you don't believe me, go back and play it. It has a really nice campaign. But Halo 5, yeah, it leaves something to be desired. And you can probably hear a voice in the background, which is why I try to be as alone as possible. But, hey, yeah, so Halo 6, I'm hoping they up their game, but we'll see what happens. I don't know. And that's how I'm going to end this podcast, really, is I don't know, because, you know, I don't have a lot on my mind that I really want to talk about. Like I said, this was just more of a flag planting thing. So if you're disappointed by the quality of this podcast, please don't hold this against me. You know, I need an episode out there to let people know that there's an episode out, that this is a thing that's coming back. So I swear to everything I hold dear that the episodes following this are going to be better. You know, I'm not going to just be sitting here thinking of ideas or whatever. No. I'm going to actually put in some effort into this. So, anyway, for anyone who, for a weird reason, wanted to listen to this episode, thank you for listening. I'm the Media Nerd, signing off. Sergio?
Yeah.
He is... in this side.
B-side?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a B-side.